So this time I don't go through a long explanation in terms of things like the translation operator. I'm just going to tell you that that matrix has known eigenvalues. And the eigenvalues for the J collective orbitals look like this. And the coefficients that you put in front of those PZ orbitals have a form that looks like a sign. And now the J labels which of the molecular orbitals we're talking about. They have different energies. And the N is the position along the chain. So if we fix J, then and we start increasing N going along the chain, then it says the coefficient of the first one is going to be some value, and then we start to get some a sine-like solution. So these molecular orbitals that we get, the first one would look something like this. Here's the chain. We're multiplying by a sine, so the first orbital is little, and the second one is a little bigger, and the third one is bigger, like this. And then they should get smaller again. Now, if I made this drawing nicely, this should look like the lowest molecular orbital, and it follows a sine like this. And these the PZ orbitals have a plus sign and a minus sign. And in this case, the plus is all up. And then you go to the next molecular orbital, and it looks something like this, where these are the pluses, and this is the minus sign. And at this point, it flips. And then this becomes the minus, and this is the plus side. Plus, and then you get a little one here because you're getting to the end. So this is what the molecular orbitals look like for a linear chain of hydrocarbons in this approximation where we do linear combination of atomic orbitals.